different this year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Anti-abortion advocates are gathering in Washington for their 50th March for Life.
The first march following the U.S. Supreme Court overturning its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that prevented states from deciding on their own whether to allow abortions. The organizers say they will still oppose pro-abortion legislation at all levels.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Supreme Court says it still has not found who leaked that abortion ruling months before the court issued the formal opinion, a decision that's led to fights in state courts over abortion bans or strict limits. There's a lawsuit now in Missouri.
The National Women's Law Center says it's representing 13 religious leaders of both Christian and Jewish faith who call Missouri's abortion law unconstitutional and who are suing to have it tossed out, alleging that lawmakers openly invoked their own personal religious beliefs in drafting the law.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A shootout inside a Walmart last night in Evansville, Indiana, when police then went after a gunman in the store, killing him.
If there's an active threat, we go in. We don't pause. We don't take time to try to figure out what's going on.
Evansville Police Sergeant Anna Gray, another person was injured. Recession fears are leading to more layoffs. Google will let 12,000 workers go, adding to similar job cuts at Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft. President Biden says he has no regrets dismissing the classified documents found in his Delaware home and at an old office from his time as vice president is just being misplaced, saying there's no there to investigate. Annoyed, he was even asked about it while surveying storm damage in California.
Here's the deal. You know, what quite frankly bugs me is that we have serious problems.
Referring to the deadly storms, House Republicans have their own document investigation beyond a special counsel. Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox.
Everyone is surprised at every response we have gotten from the White House. Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing is unfolded.
The Secret Service says it can provide some visitor logs to the Biden home. Republicans want to know who could have had access. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Back to President Biden and his visit to California, where recent storms did a lot of damage, triggering floods and mudslides, killing at least 20 people.
More than 500 employees of FEMA are out here and other federal agencies on the ground trying to help people. FEMA positions supplies for 100,000 meals, 100,000 liters of water, 20,000 blankets, 10,000 cots for shelters.
Saying the federal government will help rebuild. Vice President Harris went to Arizona, but not to the border, which her critics pointed out, amid a record surge of illegal immigration.
I am here to talk about what we are doing around bringing down the cost to American families and creating jobs. Let me say on the border that it is one of our highest priorities.
She went to Arizona for a groundbreaking on a transmission line that'll bring wind and solar power and energy from the Phoenix area to Southern California.
White House officials tell Fox Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be out on the road this year talking about abortion rights, the administration's investments on climate, and helping small businesses. Harris appears to want to keep a distance from the border crisis, which she was selected to lead. And liberal mayors like New York City's Eric Adams are crying out for help.
We should treat this the same way we treated any major disaster or major crisis.
Aides note Harris is now freed up from being the tie-breaking vote in the United States Senate, which was a key role for her the first 2 years. As the focus shifts to re-election, those close to her are hoping she'll play a major role. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed the day after a second straight big sell-off. A Rock and Roll Hall of Famer has died.
It's getting to the point.
David Crosby was part of that harmony. One of the big hits for Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Sometimes Young. He helped found that group. And also the Byrds in the 1960s. Crosby also battled drug addiction. He died at the age of 81. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.